Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Iran is supplying weapons to terrorist organizations in both the south of Israel and the north of Israel. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will join me here at this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Iran is the major threat at the north, but in the south, looks like Iran is supporting the Palestinian terror groups, and that could really heat up. Why is Iran so interested in the south? Try to drop in military armament to the northern part and the southern part of Israel so they can squeeze them from both ends?
Absolutely, Jimmy. This has been going on for quite some time. Even when Arafat was alive, the Iranians were shipping weapons to Arafat. You might remember the famous incident of the Karine A. It was an armament ship that the Israelis managed to sink, and it was on its way to the Gaza Strip with weapons for the Palestinians. So Iran would like to open up a dual front against Israel from the north and from the south. That's what their support for Hezbollah is all about. That's what their support for Hamas in the Gaza Strip is all about. They've supplied rockets to both of those groups. And just this past week, they had a simultaneous video teleconference, both in Tehran and in Gaza, where they pledged their support, military support, for all the various Palestinian jihadi groups, Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Ironically, of course, Iran did not say, well, we're going to go and build hospitals in Gaza. We're going to help develop Gaza because the poor Palestinians are suffering under Israeli occupation. Now, tell me what part of Gaza is occupied, by the way. I'm having a hard time remembering that, but you know, that's what they will say. They weren't going to supply aid or development aid. The Iranians only want to supply weapons and encourage terrorism. That is their interest. They want to keep that hot front alive with Israel, both in the south through the Palestinians and in the north from Lebanon through Hezbollah. And they were hoping to the east as well across the Golan Heights. That frontier is now, we believe, going to be closed.
Ken Timmerman with details on Iran's efforts to destroy Israel by supplying terrorist groups in the north and the south of the Jewish state. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken Timmerman keeps a very close watch on Iran's military activities in the Middle East, as well as sponsorship of terrorist groups in that same region. Ken's report this time helps each of us to be alert to how these current events are helping to prepare this world for the total fulfillment of the prophetic passages found in the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 1 says that we have a more sure word of prophecy that is the agenda for the end times. This report is a perfect example of this principle, with Iran preparing to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. God's prophetic plan will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...